In many ways, the Nespresso pod is the microwave meal of coffee, said James Hoffman. Nespresso is expensive for what it is. It's fine in terms of quality, but with a little bit of effort, you could make something far better at home. But, as Maxwell Colonna Dashwood, who runs an independent coffee shop in Bath, told me, Nespresso was never meant to rival true speciality coffee. They don't want it to taste like that. They want it to have mass appeal. I love small-batch third-wave coffee too, Runnage said, admiring his silos. The guys with tattoos and beards stirring their beans in Brooklyn. It is artisanal. But here we want consistency. After the tour of Nespresso's facilities, Runnage and I sat in the coffee campus. Sitting at a tasting table, we sniffed, slurped, and spat out a variety of different brews. He suggested aromas of flowers, fruit, earth and caramel, and grew slightly wistful. Coffee comes with history and memories, he said. Growing up, you didn't like it, but you wanted to be like the adults. It has something to do with belonging. Favre, too, sometimes turns poetic when he talks about coffee. He told me that his invention didn't make him rich, but that didn't bother him. I don't mind about the money, he said. I see Nespresso like a daughter who is always telling me, look at what you can do and look at what you did. I'm very proud of her. She is mine. She is in my heart. She is always in my mind. In the summer of 2020, buffeted by COVID-19, Nespresso trundles on. In a recent email, a spokesperson reported mid-single-digit growth, and the company has announced it will be expanding the Romont facility, but the mood is different. A new CEO, Guillaume Lecomte, another long-term employee who had previously worked on many of the company's sustainability initiatives, took over earlier this year. In late May, a new ad appeared on Nespresso's YouTube page. Overshots of farmers and waterfalls and thoughtful-looking agronomists, a female voice talks about ecosystems, farmers, and recyclable aluminium. Now, more than ever, doing the right thing matters, she says. Those who know most about exceptional coffee know exceptional coffee comes from care. George Clooney is nowhere to be seen.